In addition to the blessing of visitors from families present, it's great to see some of our younger ones throughout this weekend, be it experiences of service or school or working opportunities. It's really wonderful to be together. I recall the game as a child being played more in the winter than any other time, and the hills that we would use were really mounds of snow. And my brothers and some of our friends, we would play this game where we would scurry to the top of the hill and declare ourselves to be the king. They play that here in Ohio too. King of the hill. Let me tell you, it's really an awful game. Treachery, backstabbing, betrayal. It always ended first with punishment delivered by mom and then followed up by dad. We always wound up in our rooms upset. Nothing good comes out of playing King of the Hill. And the image of king in my mind, at least as a child, and it's such a stark contrast to the kingship of Christ, who comes to establish his kingdom not by force, not by treachery, not by backstabbing, not by brutality. In fact, the weapons that Christ employs in the establishment of God's kingdom, goodness and a shepherd's solicitude. In that first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, God is speaking and says that I will seek out my sheep. God's desire is to take the initiative. That kingship from the divine point of view is not an oppression, but seen in a desire to search us out. God continues, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when some of his sheep have been scattered abroad, so will I seek out my sheep. So will I rescue them from all of the places that they have been scattered, in all of the thick darkness, that no matter where we stray, God will relentlessly pursue. That's the kingship of Christ that is proclaimed today and is at the heart of the kingdom of God. A kingship made radically available to each and to every one of us. That no matter where we are, no matter how dark it may be or unfamiliar it may be, no matter how heavy the grief might feel for the loss of a beloved, no matter how uncertain the future may appear in the moment, no matter how difficult the workplace is with colleagues and culture, that's more like King of the Hill than God's kingdom, in family that is fragmented or stressed or under pressure, for faith that itself that maybe isn't as strong and robust and as fervent. God declares his rescue operation to every single one of us. And all we need do is to express our desire to be found, to be rescued, to be restored, to be protected, to be led to the fullness of life for which we've been made now, and for a life that is unimaginably marked by a love that never diminishes for all eternity.